KQED. Here on the California Report magazine, we've met young immigrants known as dreamers, people brought to the U.S. as children who have relief from deportation, at least for now. Many of them are born in Latin America. We rarely hear about dreamers from Asian countries, and they face unique challenges. Stephanie De Leon-Sik brings us this profile as part of our series At Risk in the Trump Era. It's a collaboration with student reporters at the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism.
It's a typical Southern California scene. A guy and his friends hanging out in the Nauta shop, talking cars and teasing each other.
And you had the red car, and then like a month after or so, you painted it with bathtub paint in white, and it looked freaking terrible. And it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Alvin's 27. He works as an accountant, he's a huge hip-hop fan, and he's deep into cars.
Like, I've always loved cars ever since I was a kid. Like, that was literally what I've always played with.
The shop is every car guy's dream. It's a place where they can customize their favorite car, the Nissan 240 SX. But it's also a space where Alvin can forget about his legal status. When Alvin was 2, his parents brought him to the U.S. from Indonesia. They overstayed their tourist visas. The family tried to stay under the radar for decades. They relied on a slim network of other Indonesian migrants in Los Angeles.
We hit up a friend of a friend of a friend who led us to this restaurant owner. And that restaurant owner, who happened to also be Indonesian, agreed to, like, take us in for a bit. So we came through, and we actually lived at the restaurant for about 3 months. My parents did work at the restaurant during business hours, and at night we would go up to the attic and sleep.
His family wanted to get their green cards, but there was no way to do it. They didn't have any relatives who live here legally and could apply for their visas, so they stayed underground. Alvin says being Asian and undocumented can be a really alienating experience.
That was like the loneliest I've ever experienced, because like it's one of those things where you go to lawyers and stuff and they're all like, oh yeah, we have this support system for you, and especially we can cater to you if you speak Spanish. And I'm just like, what about us? You know, it sucked. Especially because like you go through all these struggles and you can't really feel like you identify with other folks who also go through that struggle. So you just kind of like stay in your own pocket of world.
He found comfort in car culture. Even though every time he got behind the wheel, he was taking a risk.
Getting my whole life potentially ruined and getting deported off just the fact that I was driving without a license.
5 years ago, Alvin was among the first young immigrants to apply for DACA, President Obama's deferred action for childhood arrivals. He could finally stop worrying about getting pulled over, losing his car, or getting deported.
It was a life changer. I then applied for my Social Security card and a bunch of other stuff and my California ID and driver's license. To be real, like it is probably has been the biggest life changer for me. It's not just a work permit. It's literally the freedom of being able to go out there without being scared to get caught.
His new status helped Alvin become the sole provider for his family. It's hard for his elderly parents to do manual labor anymore, and they're pretty scared about being undocumented.
They don't have a safety net, you know? Like, I have deferred action, you know?
Yeah.
But my parents don't have...
Soon after President Trump took office, Alvin brought his parents to a Know Your Rights forum. He wanted them to be ready in case immigration agents showed up at their house.
Like, it's better that they are aware and knowledgeable about what to do, you know, and lawyer up. You know, just like knowing is power. Knowledge is power.
And for the most part, Alvin feels empowered. He says he's not afraid of this new administration. But he's also asked me not to use his full name for this story or reveal the town he lives in. He also didn't want me to interview his parents. But he's happy for me to meet the next best thing.
Yeah.
His car family. They're not Asian or undocumented. In fact, they're mostly African American.
I met Alvin through Shane, who had his own little hobby shop next door.
That's Rob, one of Alvin's car buddies. He owns a detailing shop in Compton.
So I would come up here and learn more about the cars, and that's how I met Alvin. It was one of the days, I think it was the day that we set the car on fire, you know. But I
that's
mean,
story.
Yeah, that's another story. That's another story.
The shop is a chance for Alvin to forget about his immigration troubles and talk about what he loves the most: cars
We try to keep like politics aside for the most part, just because like it's a space that we want to keep just lighthearted and fun, you know?
Because being undocumented is just one part of who he is. For the California Report, this is Stephanie De Leonsick in Los Angeles.
And that's our show this week. The California Report Magazine is a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Nina Thorson. Our technical producer is Seal Muller. And we had additional engineering from Katie McMurrin. Special thanks to Sandy Tolan and Karen Lowe at USC. Our online producer is David Marks. Sarah Craig is our intern. The California Report's senior editor is Victoria Maudion. Our editorial team includes Susie Racho, Ingrid Becker, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Sasha Coca. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report Magazine.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.